Thank you for tuning in to All Things Real Estate. Once again, here are your hosts, Brad Avergon and Gary Kelly.
We're back for the second half of All Things Real Estate. I'm Gary Kelly, and this is Brad Avergon, and we're talking about ways that people can get financing for their homes, especially first-time buyers, right, in ways that are, you know, so many people today say, I just can't afford anything. Mm-hmm. And while it is hard, not going to say it's a walk in the park, there are programs out there. One of the ones I wanted to talk about was the program that's going on in Worcester right now.
Right, right. That's a great program it's for Worcester proper. It's not for just Worcester County. It's for Worcester, the city of Worcester itself. It's a great program. It's specified to certain lenders that participate in that program. We are not one of those lenders that has that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that. But it's certainly a good program worth looking into. It does have some caveats on it. So the basics are that they can give you some down payment assistance. And depending on they have a number of different programs. So for the purchase, there's a $5,000 down payment assistance program. There's another one that has up to $25,000 down payment assistance program that can be used for down payment and or closing costs. The one with 25, the bigger one, is run through the Worcester Community Housing Office, so you could contact them with regard to that. The big caveat on that program, though, is that you have to, you can't make any more than 80% of the average median income, okay, otherwise known as AMI, which in Worcester County for 2023 was $68,850. So a lot of people fall into that category where they don't make over that. The problem then is, because of the prices of real estate in Worcester, you still have to qualify. So yes, you qualify based on your income, but you have to qualify based on your debt ratios. And that can be very, very tricky.
It's also something where they've got a corollary program that if you're elderly,
yeah,
which I think they're counting as over 62, don't hold me to that.
Yeah, it is 62. I will hold you to that. I took some notes on it, so yeah.
And you can get $25,000 there,
yeah,
as a grant, but you've got to commit to staying in Worcester for 5 years.
Right.
You can't just be a flipper and go in and flip a house.
And that's true for both of those other programs too. I'm glad you mentioned that, Gary. You do have to agree to stay and own or occupy that house as at 4 or 5 year periods. So it's not even just so much flipping it. You can't turn it into a rental property. You can't say, well, I'm going to buy a multifamily, a three or four family in Worcester, use this grant money, and then a year later, I'm going to move into a nice single family home and have this great rental property. It doesn't quite work that way. You have to agree to live in that property for a 5 year period. The other thing is that with regard to the multifamilies, they stipulate as part of receiving these funds that your tenants, have to be, I think it was 50, is it 50%? I want to make sure I get this number.
Do I need to hold it over here for you?
Yeah, right. I know. I should have brought glasses with me or something. If it's a multifamily, 51% of the units must meet the income restriction. So if you're buying a four family, you got to have three of the units meet the income restriction. So it limits the tenants that you can put in there too. So it's a little bit, it's got some strings associated with it. That being said, it's still a great program. Certainly worth looking into.
Well, do you have other programs you want to talk about today?
So, you know, there's a couple of programs that I think are worth mentioning. So, federal housing, FHA programs, they allow 3.5% down payment. But the nice thing about it is it can all be gift. So we talked about down payment. Where can down payment money come from? That's a great program. It also allows for wider debt ratios. So sometimes, in this day and age, people have student loan payments, they have car payments, they have things that push the debt ratios, which is the percentage of their monthly debts compared to their gross monthly income. It pushes it over the 49% limit, which can be really tricky. It makes it hard to qualify for a conventional mortgage. But FHA allows it to go a little bit higher, up to typically about 55%. Good credit and such. So that's a great program as well, worth looking at. A standard Fannie Mae program can be as little as 3% down. So that's a great program. You can get conventional financings with good credit. And again, we can incorporate gift money in there. The other thing is, we talked a little bit about the HEROES program.
So HEROES program, if I wanted to take advantage of that, are you the only guy at Fairway? or are there other?
There are other Fairway officers that have that as well. So in Massachusetts, you can contact your local Fairway lender. But
why would they do that if they have you?
I can't think of a good reason, Gary. But aside from that, there are ways of structuring programs so that we can make the payments really advantageous to the buyers, whether it's looking at an adjustable rate mortgage that's going to be, you know, fixed for maybe a period of time, maybe 7 years and such, that gets them a lower monthly payment. Or if it's a regular fixed rate mortgage, we can, with the right seller, again, this is where working as with part of a really good team like Gary and Sue and a loan officer as well, working together.
Like Brad.
Like me, thank you. We can put together what I call step-up financing. So let's say interest rates today, we'll just pick a number out of the sky. Let's say they were 7.25. We could set up a financing program where they would be 5.25 year one, 6.25 year two, 7.25 year three through 30. And then it's kind of a lot more gradually increasing, and it's a little bit easier for borrowers.
It also takes away one of the knocks on adjustable rate mortgages is that they can go up.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the step-up thing, it's a limited as to how much it goes up.
Exactly. And it's going to do exactly what we designed it to do. There's going to be no variation, so buyers can plan for that, and that's a really good thing. Plus, if interest rates drop in the future, you can always refinance. There's no prepayment penalty on any of these things. So they were.
My first mortgage was 18%, and it was an adjustable rate, and it went down every year.
Mm-hmm.
And in hindsight, we didn't know any better. That's what we had to do. To get into a house, that's what we had to do.
Right.
And the fact that it went down every year, it was found money. It was fabulous. In hindsight, we were taking a huge risk. Just didn't know any better.
Right.
And I think that that's one of the things that's important when we talk about working with a team. It's not a team like Sue and Gary is a team. It's who's your realtor? Who's your loan officer? Attorneys start to play into
Absolutely.
It because there are attorneys that are very good at taking care of business,
mm-hmm.
cleaning up errors, whatever. And there are attorneys that are deal killers, frankly.
Yeah.
Same with home inspectors. There are home inspectors that will go through and tell you what they see. That's what they're supposed to do. But there are home inspectors that will go through, tell you what they see, and throw a match into gasoline and just make an explosion.
Right. Right.
I don't want a buyer to work with a home inspector that's going to just blow up a deal, but I certainly want a home inspector that's going to be upfront, candid, and direct with what they're seeing. And so there's no surprises. One of the things I really don't look forward to is the day when someone calls me and says, we didn't know about this.
Right.
Well, you had a home inspection or you didn't have a home inspection. It's up to you. And I'd rather people have home inspections, whether they're buying the house or selling the house, so that there's no surprise later.
Exactly. And I think that's really important. You know, getting the right board of advisors around you as a buyer. If I were to give buyers, the best piece of advice I can give them is get the right people, surround yourself with the right team. And the reason for that is, you're only as good as the information that you get, right? And you need somebody to translate it down. If I'm talking to a surgeon about getting surgery and he or she speaks to me with medical technology terms, I'm not going to understand what they're saying. So they need to kind of translate into terms that I can understand. When buying real estate, it's the same kind of thing. You want to get a team that's going to translate what's going on, look out for your interests as if it was their home that they were buying. Look out for their interests and then translate it to you so that you can make a really, really good decision. That's really the most important.
And the way to find those people is ask your friends.
Yeah.
You know, Brad and I do this show. If you feel comfortable with us, then call us, okay? Get referrals from, you know, bankers or I'll say to someone, you need to have an attorney for this. Well, I have a great attorney. Well, if the attorney is a probate attorney, they may know technically how to do a real estate transaction, but they're not a conveyancing attorney. And there is a difference. And a good conveyancing attorney can make the process very fabulous. One that isn't attuned with what the issues and whatnot are in the current age,
right,
doesn't help as much.
Right. No, you're absolutely right.
So, Brad, we're beginning to run low on time.
Okay.
One
thing I want to slip in before the show. So, good news that came out yesterday is Fannie Mae came out with the new conventional limits, which in Worcester County, you know, it's a little trickier sometimes because they don't go up as high as they want. But the new conventional limit for Worcester County is, let me just pull it up right here, Worcester County, $766,550. What that means is you can finance up to that amount before you cross over into the jumbo mortgage range, which has a different set of
jumbo
mortgage. Different set of rates and programs and things like that. So this is a great news across the board. So
that reminds me of the George Carlin jumbo shrimp oxymorons. So Brad, as we now have a couple of minutes to go,
yeah,
what thoughts do you have for the end of the year and for our viewers?
What thoughts do I have for the end of the year?
It's not a trick question.
It's not a trick question. So I know that 2023 has been very challenging for a lot of folks, and it seems sometimes that the world's a little bit crazy. However, what I would say to you is this: keep the faith. I think that that things are getting better. I believe in people and their ability to do good. And I think in the real estate market, I do believe that we'll see some, you know, rates subside a little bit, and we'll keep those programs out there, and there'll be some options for people trying to buy homes in the future. What thoughts do you have, Gary?
I echo those thoughts. I would also say that, you know, there's going to be people that are not well established in this business are not going to be able to hang in there.
Yeah,
I would. Okay, it's sad, but if you're dealing with someone who is a part-time loan officer, real estate agent, they may not have the legs to keep going in the coming months. And I'm not trying to diminish those people. I feel badly for them. But at the same time, they got into it because they thought it was quick money. And it's not. It's hard money, hard work to make that. So I just would say to people, there's a value, there's a premium associated with experience.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that 100%.
Gray hair. Gray hair.
Yeah, for anybody who wants, I'll show you pictures of what I looked like when I started in this business over 36 years ago. And it doesn't look, I don't look like this.
So, Brad, thank you for everything this year.
Thank you, Gary.
Best of luck to you and to all of our viewers. And we'll continue this craziness in 2024.
Happy holidays, everybody.
It does sound strange.
Happy holidays, everybody, and be well.
Once again, thank you for watching All Things Real Estate. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to Brad or Gary.